C-I-T.
C-I-T-R.
C-I-T.
Yeah.
Why do I keep on thinking it's... It, okay.
If you, it's like sitar, if okay. you read it, but C-I-T-R.
C-I-T. This is what my producer has to go through every week when I do my promos. It takes like 3 hours to do a 30-second promo. C-I-T-R.
C-I-T-R,
okay.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Yeah.
This is Wiretaps Jonathan Goldstein, and you are listening to C-I-T-R 101.9. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. When I was falling in the seizure of pain. Thank you for your love. Oh, thank you for your love. When I was lost in the dark.
Thank you.
Wonderful. That was Anthony and the Johnsons with their song, Thank You for Your Love. And thank you for all the love that you've shown CITR and Dunkin' Donuts over the last couple weeks. We had an amazing fun drive. Totals are still coming in, but we did very well by the station, and appreciate all of your support. You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory. On today's show, what have we got? We've got some new Calvin Love, some new Morning Coup, new Night Jewel, Birthday Bitch have just released a tape, which I'm very excited to play for you. Lots of good stuff. But we're going to start off with a band that are back at it, Chick Chick Chick. Just announced that they're going to have a new album coming out, and they're also going to be visiting town. That's going to be not till June, June 27th, I believe, at the Fox Cabaret. But this is a very fun band. I really liked seeing them live, and I remember 2003 when this song we're going to listen to came out. It blew my mind. So this is me and Giuliani. Down by the Schoolyard, a true story. It was released as a single in 2003, ended up as a on the album Loud Enough Now in 2004, and it's a banger. Yes, so here is Chick Chick Chick. We'll be right back.
Trouble finding affordable fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe located in the McMillan building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here,
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Everybody. God, this is awful.
Where'd I climb?
climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
By yourself, dream.
That was Edmonton's Calvin Love with his song Sugar Hives from his forthcoming album Ecdysis, produced by Rennie Wilson in Montreal. Before that, we heard Chick 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 with me and Giuliani down by the schoolyard. Next up, we're going to hear some Morning Coup. She released one of my favorite albums of 20, I guess it was 2015 now. It seems like it was last year, but I think it was the year before. People are getting kind of antsy. What's happening with Morning Coup? When are we going to hear some new music? And as a bit of a stopgap, she's put up a cover of a Prince song, When Doves Cry, which is pretty great, and it's... The album art says that it's part of her greatest hits. So, big things in the works for Morning Coup, let's hope. And this is a Prince cover, When Doves Cry.
This is what I'm
Uh-huh. That was Montreal's She-Devils with their song... Where is it? Oh. Oh, yeah. The World Laughs. From the new album, The World Laughs. Ah, She-Devils. Before that, we heard Night Jewel from the new album, Real High. That was the song Too Good to Be True. Not a cover of Nick Carter, I don't think. There's another song called Too Good to Be True from the 90s, but not a cover. A Ramona Gonzalez original. And at the top, we heard Morning Coup from Greatest Hits. That was this, the Prince cover, When Doves Cry. Thanks to Tim, my radio neighbor, for putting on the pre-recorded portion of the show. I had a work commitment for the first half hour, so he put that on, and that was really swell of him. Thank you, Tim. All right, we're going to move on to a new band, newish band. This is their first proper release after having posted some demos. Now they have a full cassette coming out. It's called 26, and it's fantastic. We're going to listen to the song Nocturne, Birthday Bitch. They're going to release that album or that cassette on April 7th at Redgate, along with Maneater, Jerk Jails, and Badmouth. That'll be a fun show. Birthday Bitch are a great band. And we should listen to Nocturne here. Oh, I didn't set that up. Right now. Yeah.
Into the band. Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Tune in every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. for the Community Living Show. Join hosts Michael, Kelly, and friends every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM and streaming online at CITR.ca. Because you've got a friend in community living and CITR.
Right, that was Providence, Rhode Island's Downtown Boys with the song Somos Chulas, and quite a barnstorming little number, if you ask me. Good stuff. Before that, we heard Alimony, a new band featuring Jules Generic, and that is from a new cassette that they're about to put out. That song was called At Propos of Nothing. And Alimony are playing tomorrow night. They're at the Black Lab with Bad Sleep and Dead Soft. That's kind of near Main and Hastings if you're looking for it. And they're going to release that cassette on April 29th at the Toast Collective, along with Mechanormal. Yeah, I saw Mechanormal. Oh, the last time I saw them was at the Toast, and it was so good. An amazing band. And Anoko and Your Heart Breaks. That's April 29th, the cassette release for Alimony. If you want to see them before that, tomorrow night at the Black Lab. And at the top, we heard Birthday Bitch with their cassette 26, the song Nocturne. And once again, they're releasing their cassette on April 7th at Red Gate, along with Maneater, Jerk Jails, and Badmouth. So buckle up. A band that won't be coming to town anytime soon because they were just here last Friday. It's called Lithix. Not someone I was familiar with, but then my pal Andy, music director here, was like, oh, this band is playing the same night as Fun Drive Finale. They look so good. I wish I could go to it, but we couldn't. We were at Fun Drive Finale. That's okay, though. That was fun, too. But Lithix put on quite a show from what I hear, and I've listened to them a bit since then, and they're fantastic. This is from their album, Borrowed Floor. This is called Thing in Your Eye. Here we go, Portland's Lithix.
Construct a whole crush, there's a thing in your eye, and you can't get it out, you don't. do one more, Shell. I booed.
All right, that was The Creation from the 60s on a brand new reissue, or a compilation, I guess you'd call it, put up by the Numero Group. It's called Action Painting, and I believe that was from, that song was from 1964. The song was called How Does It Feel to Feel? I know The Creation mostly from the Rushmore soundtrack, to be honest. Making Time, such a good song. But there's a beautiful new LP with book kind of deal put up by the Numero Group, with all sorts of their stuff pulled together. Worth checking out. Before that, we heard Olympia's Morgan and the Organ Donors. That was from the Arrogant Man EP, and that was the song Wild, featuring Olivia, who used to be in COCO. That's how I came across them. So that was cool. And at the top, Portland's Lithics from their album Borrowed Floors, the song Thing in Your Eye. And that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Keep it locked in at 101.9. Jaden up next with K-Pop Cafe. And then you've got All Access Pass and Astro Talk, a great afternoon of programming here at CITR. Going to close things out with Cerro Verde. They're a band that were active in the 70s, and this song in particular is called I Lost a Game, and I quite like it. Let me just see, where were they from? So, was doing research last night. Peruvian band. Peruvian psych band. Here we go. Cerro Verde to close us out. Thanks for listening.